Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Cryptocurrency has its share of critics, but even in the midst of a crash that has seen Bitcoin lose over 72% of its value since November, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor seems to have doubled down. Robin, MicroStrategy is right there in your backyard at Tyson's Corner. What do you make of this development? Dubious or shrewd and savvy?
I always think about him when I'm up in Tyson's Corner. Indeed, I'm known as a Persian food hound. I love to go up there for the kebabs and everything. And I see the MicroStrategy headquarters peeking out of this. And I looked it up. What are they doing? I remember that during the dot-com bubble, it was a dot-com flameout, right? And now I look at it and it's reinvented as a Bitcoin play. And the charismatic, controversial CEO is out there defending the cryptocurrency. Recently, he purchased another nearly 500 bitcoins for more than $10 million. And it's a kind of a bet the ranch thing. I'm thinking back to Berkshire Hathaway was a textiles company until Warren Buffett bought it and parlayed it. And it's known as like the premier investment shop, you know, in the United States, one of the top investment shops. And that's kind of his strategy with MicroStrategy, and for better or for worse, right? And it's here in Northern Virginia.
Well, speaking of critics, here's a notable name. None other than Bill Gates says he would not touch crypto or NFTs with a 10-foot pole, adding they're an asset class based on the greater fool theory. Robin, with somebody like Bill Gates as a critic, I mean, who are we to believe about the future for cryptocurrency?
You know, the crypto bros, I'm from Miami, which is a crypto capital, right? They would push back aggressively at this. They're talking about decentralization and anonymity and it being the opposite of the fiat currency, which after all right now is really open to inflation. But Gates does have a point. If crypto was really proving its mettle right now, it would be doing really well. But it has crashed in this inflationary spike of this year and this stock market collapse of sorts. And in addition, MicroStrategy stock, which has increasingly become a crypto play, has crashed from a high of nearly $900 a share to about $164 a share. So you live by the coin and you die by the coin. And to be honest, Craig, I have yet to meet a person who could explain crypto to me in less than 30 seconds. Where's the pain that professors at business school would ask you? Where's the true need for innovation that this solves for?
Well, I will confess that I find myself squarely in that camp. Did you know there are some 19,000 cryptocurrencies out there? I mean, even Saylor says there needs to be more regulation. He classifies them as unregistered securities.
Right, but he might be talking up his book in that case because the faith would then recourse back to Bitcoin, which is kind of the original formula, the original recipe. And Bitcoin has had a brutish year. I mean, it's under $20,000 right now. It hit as high as about $69,000. And I never really knew when I was first introduced to this concept 10 years ago that it would be kind of an investment play in addition to an innovation, that it's something you could ride from it being worth a few cents a share to $69,000 a share. And here I am more than a decade later, and I still don't get it.
And finally, for those of us still living in the real world, is this something that we watch? It's rich people speculating, or are there less wealthy investors out there who really can't afford the losses getting stung?
There are a lot of mom and pop investors, young people who had money on Robinhood and these trading platforms and a lot of spare time during the pandemic who are really getting singed right now. And that's the frustrating thing about it. Saylor's right. We need regulation. It can't be another wild, wild west of this is a new currency and a new frontier, so you can't touch it. There are hucksters really everywhere for time immemorial.
We've been speaking with Robin Farzad. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. I'm Craig Wright. Robin, I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, my friend.